Dale.
Well, it's a privilege to be with you again this month. Thank you for inviting me back.
这个是我的光荣，你们又这个月请邀请我给你们回来，跟你们一起交通。
You remember last month I asked you to pray for me because the next day I was leaving on a trip to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
记不记得上次啊，我来的时候，我请你们给我祷告，因为那讲到完了以后，我就要到 Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 去。
I told you I was taking 250-pound dogs and two cats with me.
他带了一个250磅的狗和两个猫到那里去。
Well, I want you to know that your prayers were well received.
我告诉你，你们的祷告是真是啊灵。
The animals did well, but the RV I was driving didn't do so well.
你们大概是为了那个这个这些动物祷告，他们是非常这个，结果他的开的那个旅行车有问题。
Over the 3,000 miles or so, we blew 5 tires.
啊，在这个3000里，我们爆了五个胎。
And the ironic thing is that I bought brand new tires for the motor home before I left.
但是事实上，这个很奇怪的，我是买了买了新胎去的。
On the return trip in Cedar City, Utah, the transmission went out.
然后到回来的时候，在 Cedar City, 在 Utah 的时候，那个整个那个 transmission 又坏掉了。
Now there's much more to the story, but that's enough for right now.
我想还有很多很多我不讲的，已经够了吧。
I want to tell you that what we have been learning, that there's a right time for everything, God really does understand that.
我告诉你，让我们深深知道，神知道什么是当发生的时间，神有神的旨意在中间。
Every one of the negative things that happened, we were always in a very safe place.
所有这些反面不好的事情发生，我们结果每一次都是在很安全的地方。
Never once were we in danger in any situation.
虽然这五个胎什么爆了，但我没有一次我们是有什么很大的危险，有生命的危险。
I believe that was an answer to prayer that God was watching over us.
所以我相信这就是神听了我们的祷告，他在看顾我们。
He does care about our travels and our circumstances.
神实在是很关心我们的那个旅途，也关心我们所要发生的事情。
Over the months that I have been with you sharing, I have said God never fails.
所有以前每一个月我来跟你们交通的时候，我常说神永不失败的。
Although in each one of those situations, I simply offered a little prayer. God, what are you up to?
所以每一次有什么事情，我都会说，神啊，现在你要做什么？
As I sat alongside the road just out of Salt Lake City for 5 hours in 102 degree temperature, God just said, I'll take care of everything.
我在这个Utah 州在那个盐湖城旁边说，我坐在那等了五个小时。在那个气温是102度的那个大太阳，我在问神啊，我们该做什么
？And God did answer our prayer.
神也回答了我们的。
He is a great and awesome God.
他是一个又伟大又奇妙的神。
Over these last several months, I have been talking about that simple little word that you sang about today, love.
所以在过去几个月，我们今天。我们一直讲到我们今天所唱的这一个诗歌里面也要讲的就是爱。
You'll recall that I said that love is a feeling.
这爱是一种感觉。
Love is an emotion.
爱是一种情绪。
But I say to you again today, love is the very existence of God in our lives.
我今天再告诉你，这个爱是整个神实在的存在在我们生命中间。
I have feelings and emotions about a lot of things in life.
我有这种感觉，我有这种情绪的反应，关于神的爱。
But in every circumstance, God is love.
但是在任何这些发生在我身上时，都是有神的爱在中间。
He is love in our pain, in our joy, and in our sorrow.
这个爱是在我们的有痛苦，有我们的喜乐，还有我们在啊悲哀的时候。
A number of years ago, when I was in Fresno, California.
啊，许多年前我在 Fresno, California, 加州的。
I was asked by the county to do.Funeral services for people who didn't have family members.
我是啊被邀请到给那个啊县政府说啊为那些没有家人的死去人做追思礼拜。
At those services would be just the preacher and the mortuary director.
在那些啊追思礼拜的时候，只有这个牧师跟那些殡仪馆的人。
Yet in every one of those situations, we would take moments to talk about God's love for us as a people.
但是每一次我们虽然是那样子，我们每次都会谈到神对我们的爱。
On one occasion, a little boy walked in after the service had started.
这个有一次有一个小孩子在我们这个追思礼拜开始以后走进来了。
He walked forward and paid no attention that I was speaking at that time.
他就一直走到前面，虽然我那时候正在这追思礼拜在讲话。
In his hand were some hand-picked flowers and a little note that he had scribbled and attached to the flowers.
在他手上带了一个野地的花和一个小的纸条上，他写了很潦草的写了字。
On the note was this message: There are silver ships and gold ships, but I've never sailed a ship quite like your friendship.
他说，在这字上说，这有金的船和银的船，在英文里就都是 ship， 但是我没有我没有找到一个。我从来没有开一个友谊的船。
After a few moments, I concluded in prayer, and I went looking for this little boy.
然后等到这个追思礼拜完了以后，我就去找这个小孩子。
And his comment to me, I asked him why he came.
我就问他说你为什么来？他说。
And he said this gentleman was a neighbor, but no one ever spent any time with him.
他说今天做的追思里面被追思的人，这个在我们这 community 社区里面，但是没有人想到他。
But I was his friend and he was my friend.
因为我是他的朋友，他也是我的朋友。
And I wanted to offer him my love.
所以我今天来要把我的爱带给他。
Today we're going to talk about once again Jesus' love and the demonstration of it.
这个再次说到耶稣基督本身就是一个爱。
In the 13th chapter of John, which you read together, it's Jesus' farewell message to his followers and the people he had loved.
在这个约翰福音十三章里面是耶稣基督最后给他的门徒讲再见礼的一个事情。
Although they didn't fully understand what Jesus was talking about,
虽然他跟他们讲的这些话，他们门徒不见得完全了解。
He not only was telling them about his love, but he demonstrated his love.
他非但是告诉他们这个爱是什么，而且他甚至于自己以身作则的做出来什么是爱。
He knew he soon would be going back to the Father in heaven.
他知道他要离开这个世界，马上就要去回到父那里去了。
In the first verse of that 13th chapter, we see these simple little words.
在这个第一节上面，讲到。
He showed them the full extent of his love.
他讲到他把他整个全部的爱怎么样子给表现出来。
He wanted them to know that with everything that he was and everything that he had promised, he loved them dearly.
他愿意让他们知道所有从前做的现在做的整个就是表示耶稣基督爱他的门徒非常的爱。
Not only did he love them in a time when there was no food, and he took the loaves and fishes and broke them and fed them.
当他们没有食物的时候，他可以把五饼二鱼变成那么多的食物去给他，表现他爱给人家吃。
He loved them by demonstrating his love with miracles.
他用他的神迹来表现他的爱。
Whether it was the wine at the wedding or the healing of needs.
不管是他把水变酒，或者是医治病人，或者其他他给那些人所需要的，都是他的爱。
In this chapter, we see Jesus demonstrating the ultimate act of love.
在我们今天念的这个十三章这里，耶稣基督表现最高的这个爱。
There are three things that I just want to touch on very briefly today about that love.
今天有三样事情我愿意很在这里提出来。
You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's my belief that Jesus came to earth to show us how we ought to live.
这个弟兄姐妹们，我的相信是耶稣基督来到世界上是要来彰显，要告诉我们我们应该怎么样在这里世界上活着。
He is the ultimate example of what we ought to be as Christian followers.
他是所有的是最高表现的这个一个模范。
In the book of Ephesians, we are exhorted to walk faithfully to the calling that we've received in Christ Jesus.
在这以弗所书说，我们要在主里面要走在很这个忠实的走主告诉我们的道路。
In Colossians, the third chapter, we're told the things that we should take off if we're going to be effective Christians.
这个在哥罗西书第三章告诉我们说，我们要把我们这些不好的东西要拿掉。
In that same chapter, we're told what we ought to put on if we're going to be like Christ.
那也在第三章告诉我们，把我们把不好的拿掉以后，我们要把什么东西穿上。
If we're going to be like Christ, we're going to be compassionate and kind and gentle to those that are around us.
所以假如说我们要像耶稣基督的话，我们要有怜悯，我们要有仁慈，我们要非常的温柔。
The act of Jesus' ultimate love in this chapter was washing their feet.
这个在我们今天念的十三章这里面最高的这种 demonstration 的表示出来的就是耶稣基督跟门徒洗脚。
I must confess to you as a pastor, this is a difficult thing for me to even experience.
我愿意在这里跟大家坦白的承认，就是对我一个牧师来讲，这个今天所要讲的对我来讲都很难做到。
I don't know if you've ever been at a foot washing service or not.
我不知道你有没有参加过洗脚的仪式。
I'll tell you what I was concerned about the first time that I was at a foot washing service.
我告诉你，我第一次在这洗脚的仪式中间，我所担心的是什么？
My feet aren't the prettiest feet.
因为我的脚不是很漂亮的脚。
What is the person that's going to wash my feet think of my toenails?
他说我最怕人家给我洗脚的时候看到我的指甲，脚指甲是什么样子。
When I take my socks off, do they have holes in them?
当我把我的这个鞋子脱掉，要把那袜子弄来的时候，我的袜子上有没有洞啊？
My friends, I'm being very honest. These were some of the things that I was worried about at a foot washing ceremony.
所以在这洗脚的典礼的时候，一开始我就想这个想那个，担心这个担心那个。
But let's go back to the foot washing ceremony that Jesus is involved in.
让我们看看耶稣基督在给门徒他们洗脚的时候是什么样子。
The people's feet whom he was going to wash wore sandals.
他们那个时候耶稣基督要给他们的门徒洗的脚，他们都是穿上那个sandal， 就是凉鞋。
The roads that they had traveled were very dusty.
你知道在这个沙漠地，在那他们走的路上都是很尘土很多的路上走过的。
And they were not concerned about their appearance or circumstances around them.
所以他们并不关于他们这要这把脚弄得很干净的。
But it does seem to appear that they were equally as uncomfortable at that foot washing ceremony from this passage of scripture.
虽然他们不关于这那仪表不那么担心，他们被基督耶稣去跟他洗脚的时候，都有点不自在。
As you read the passage, you discovered that Peter said, "You're not going to wash my feet, are you?"
当我们看到今天刚刚念过的时候，都要去跟使徒彼得去洗脚的时候，彼得说，你不要洗我的脚吧。
And then Jesus, and then Peter said to him, "Well,Jesus said to Peter, if I don't wash your feet, then you don't belong to me."
结果耶稣就在说，假如我不洗你的脚，你就与我无份了。
And then notice Peter's response.
你看这个结果，这个彼得怎么样反应
？Peter said, "Then wash me all over."
那既然这样的话，你干脆是连头连手是全身都给我洗了吧
？But Jesus was very practical.
但是这个是耶稣是很实在的。
He said, "Peter, you've already taken a bath. You don't need to be washed all over."
他说，彼得，你已经洗过澡了，你不要说全身来洗啊。
The story also reveals that Jesus knew who was going to betray him.
这个整个这里记载说，耶稣知道谁，也知道谁要卖他了。
That must have been a difficult moment to know to come to Judas and to attempt to wash his feet.
当耶稣明明知道这个犹大要卖他，但是他到犹大要洗犹大的脚的时候，你想想耶稣的感觉是什么？
When he knew that in just a short time Judas would betray him and he would die on the cross for our sins.
他想不多久他晓得犹大要卖他，而且他要被钉在十字架上。
But nonetheless at that moment Jesus' ultimate love was demonstrated by the washing of the feet.
虽然是这种情形，耶稣基督仍然把那个至高的爱彰显出来在洗门徒的脚的上面。
It was the full extent of his love.
这完全是他完全的爱的那种表现到极致。
Now, if we want to love like Christ loved,
假如我们要像耶稣基督的爱这样的彰显，
we must do three things that I find in this passage.
我们要做三样事情，在我知道找到在这个圣经里面告诉我们。
If we're going to love like Christ loved, we need to choose to serve in love.
所以假如说我们要像耶稣基督的爱这样彰显出来，我们要选择怎么样去服侍，在爱里服侍。
You see, if there is no love, then we serve simply out of approval or out of guilt.
假如没有爱的话，我们的服侍整个都是要得人的这个称赞，或是完全是例行公事。
We are not motivated by the negative, but we are motivated by God's love that lives within us.
所以我们整个的动力是神的爱在这里启动我们。
You see, if it's motivated out of approval of what others think and out of guilt,then it's very dry and insignificant.
假如我们是为了得到人家的这个赞许，或者是完全是由于我们的出自罪恶感要去爱的话，我们这种表现出来一定是很干涉。
About 6 months ago, a lady came to my office and said, "I want to wash your feet."
在六个月以前，有一个 lady 到她的办公室说，我要来替你洗脚。
She said, "It's my expression of being obedient to God and telling you that I care about you."
这个是我为什么呢这样做呢？是因为说我要服从神的命令，来表现出来我实在是很对你很这个照顾。
Those next few minutes were divine moments that God brought to my office.
所以那个时候。当那个姊妹要来这个替我洗脚的时候的，完全是一个很神圣的那几分钟。
She chose to serve God in love.
她是要爱神的表现在她的服事上面。
As you look around the people that are around you, how are you serving them in love?
当你看你周围的人的时候，你怎么样去服侍人家？
Are you serving them out of guilt, or are you serving them out of the depths of the fact that this is what God desires of us as Christians?
你去服侍人家是由于出于你自己的罪恶感，还是你完全出于神的爱激励了你？
The second thing that I discover from this passage of scripture,
第二个我在这个这一些经文里面找到的第二点，
To love like Christ, I must choose to serve imperfect people.
我们假如要像耶稣基督这样子爱的话，我们要那些对那些不完全的人去服侍他们。
Think of the feet that Jesus washed.
想想看，耶稣基督洗的那些脚。
They were dirty feet.
他们是非常脏肮脏的脚。
They were proud feet.
他们那些也许是很骄傲的脚。
You say, Jay, how do you discover they were proud feet?
啊，你说 Pastor Jay， 你怎么知道他们是那么有些骄傲的脚呢？
You remember the dispute that arose with the disciples?
你记不记得门徒为了什么事情纷争彼此？
They were concerned about who was the greatest.
他们记不记得他们那门徒说谁在想说在这些门徒中间谁是最伟大的？
Jesus was not concerned about who was the greatest. He was concerned about the least of these.
你知道吗？耶稣基督从来没有想到他那些门徒中间有谁是最伟大，他是想到说。他们这些门徒中间，谁是他们最微小的
？It was his ultimate act of love to those whom he served to the very end.
他的爱的极致是要去侍奉那些最小的。
Jesus washed dirty feet.
耶稣基督洗那些肮脏的脚。
Jesus washed proud feet.
耶稣基督洗那些骄傲的脚。
Jesus washed evil feet.
耶稣基督洗去洗那些邪恶的脚。
He washed the feet of Judas Iscariot.
他甚至于表现在替加略人犹大的脚。
The son of Simon who would betray Jesus.
是那个西门的儿子，他有一天他有马上就要去啊背叛他。
Dirty feet, proud feet, evil feet.
肮脏的脚、骄傲的脚和邪恶的脚
，and ignorant feet，
还有那些无知的脚。
Simon Peter didn't understand Jesus's act of love。
西门彼得根本不晓得他洗脚是什么意思，这实在是完全是爱的表现。
You remember it's Peter who always seemed to stick his foot in his mouth。
你知道，彼得常常把他脚放到他嘴里。
It was Peter who said, "I'm not going to deny you, Lord."
是彼得说，我绝对不会那个背叛你。
But it was Peter in just a few minutes who denied that he ever had been a part of Jesus.
而且这个完了以后不久，彼得就不认耶稣了。
But God's love extended to Peter in a way that today we look back and see.How God provided even in those circumstances.
所以从这里看到耶稣基督他的爱，甚至于可以临到像彼得这样子不经过大脑讲话的人。
In the 21st chapter of John, Jesus forgives Peter.
在约翰福音二十一章，耶稣基督明明白白的说，他完全赦免了。
And even says to him, "I will build my church."On you, the rock.
赦免了彼得，而且他在马太福音上面讲说我要建筑把他的教会建筑在这个磐石上面。
To love like Christ, my third point, I must choose to serve to meet people's needs.
我们要像耶稣基督的爱人的话，就是我们选择要去服侍那些人，当他们有需要的时候。
Why did Jesus wash their feet?
为什么耶稣基督要洗他们的脚？
It's pretty simple.
是非常简单。
Their feet were dirty.
因为他们的脚脏嘛。
And their hearts were hard.
他们的心硬嘛。
It was Jesus' way of saying, I love you, and I demonstrate to you what you need to do.
所以这是耶稣的方法，跟他说，跟门徒说，我爱你，这是你应该怎么去爱你的弟兄。
Now you can relax this morning. We're not going to have a foot washing ceremony.
放松，请放松，我不会到你面前来洗你们的脚，今天。
But we are going to challenge you to love like Jesus loved.
但是我愿意问问你们说，你们有没有像耶稣基督的爱在你们心里？
As Jesus demonstrated it through foot washing, how are you going to demonstrate it to the people who are around you?
耶稣基督啊，用洗脚来表彰他的爱，那你对你的弟兄姐妹的怎么样的表现你的爱呢？
You see, my dear friends,
朋友们。
Go ahead.
亲爱的朋友们，
Our love is not just our words.
我们的爱不是从我们光光从嘴巴里讲的话，
But our word is our actions as well.
我们的爱是要我们所做出来的事来表现。
I have a friend who is now present with the Lord.
我有一个朋友，他现在已经跟神在一起了。
Who I look back and will always feel very close to.
当我回头看看，我每一次都是觉得跟他非常近。
My friend was a missionary to China.
我的朋友是到中国去传道的。
My friend and her husband were asked to leave the country during the revolution.
在这个革命的时候，他们就到了离开了这个国家。
They were heartbroken because they were in love with the people whom they had been asked to come and minister to.
因为他们爱那个国家的人，因为他们被邀请到那个国家去。
When they came back to the United States, they asked God, "How can we continue to demonstrate your love to people?"
当这个共产党的革命把他们就是送回来的时候，他在问说，我们怎么样去服侍那个国家的人民。
They went to a community in Ohio.
他们就到这个 Ohio 一个社区里去。
And they went down to one of the very needy sections of the city.
他们到一个社区里面最有需要的一个地区。
They came in contact with about 15 young men.
他们就找到差不多15个年轻人非常有需要。
These young men had never heard the name of Jesus other than it being used as a curse word.
而且这些人十五个人从来没有听到耶稣的名字，除了他们用这个耶稣这个名字来骂人。
Mrs. Baldwin asked these 15 young men if they would like to play baseball for her team.
Mrs. Baldwin 就问他说，你们要不要跟我们一起来打棒球，参加我们的棒球队？
These young men said, "We don't have money for gloves and balls and bats."
他说，这些洋人说，这些年轻人说，我们没有钱买手套，没有钱买棒，没有钱买球。
Nor do we have the money to register for the leagues to play in.
啊，我们也没有钱去登记，我们去参加那个比赛。
She said to them, "I'll make you a deal."
他说，那我们来讲讲看，我们怎么办。
I will pay for your balls, the gloves, and the entry fee, but you have to attend a class that I hold once a week.
他说，我们来做一个交换。这个我给你们买这些东西，但是你们每一个礼拜要来参加我给你们开的一堂课。
The young 15 men said, "We'll do it."
他们说好，没问题。
And they would come to this house that she had bought in this very needy district to her class that she would hold once a week.
所以他们这十五个人都每一次都到他在这个非常有需要这个社区的房子，一个礼拜来一次。
She began to tell these young men about Jesus' love.
所以他开始告诉他们说，耶稣是爱。
And that he came to love them as well.
And 耶稣也在这个需要的社区爱他们这十五个人。
One by one, they began to tell their stories of how they live far from God.
所以一个一个的告诉他讲出来他们的自己的故事，是他们离神有多么的远。
She continued to love them.
所以他这个传道人他仍然继续的爱他们。
She didn't wash their feet, but she continued to tell them that God loved them and had a plan for their life.
虽然这个传教士没有其他的脚，但是他一直继续跟他讲说耶稣基督是怎么样子爱他们。
One by one, these young men started to receive the good news that Jesus Christ loved them.
一个一个的接受了耶稣基督爱他们的这个好的消息。
Because Mrs. Baldwin loved them.
因为 Mrs. Baldwin 是表现出来他传教士怎么爱这些人。
After many years of involvement with these 15 young men,
所以多少年过去了， Mrs. Baldwin 跟这个十五个人在一起。
9 of them became students at Moody Bible Institute.
这个十五个人有九个人到 Moody 的神学院去了。
And she took from her funds and paid for them to have this education at Moody Bible Institute.
这个 Mrs. Baldwin 又给他们把他给他们成立了一部分基金，给他们付这个学费。
Out of those 15 young men, 9 of them became pastors.
所以在十五个人中间有九个人变成了牧师。
How do I know?
我怎么知道？
Because my dad was one of them.
因为我的爸爸就是其中的一个。
It was because of Mrs. Baldwin's love for my dad.Who had never heard the name of Jesus Christ used in any other way than a swear word.
因为我的爸爸在 Mrs. Baldwin 跟我爸爸在一起的时候，从来没有用过耶稣基督这个字，除了骂人之外。
He came to love Jesus with his whole heart.
所以从那时候开始，我爸爸就开始真心诚意的爱耶稣起来。
My dad's present with the Lord today.
我的父亲今天跟神在一起了。
He's not dead, he's alive.
他没有死，他仍然在活着。
He just changed his address.
他只是把他地址换了一下。
You see, there's no zip code, there's no area code. His home is in heaven in the arms of Jesus.
那个地址是没有 zip code, 没有 area code, 他是在天上。
Why? Because there was a woman who loved him like Jesus said we should love.
为什么他会在天上？因为有一个 lady 告诉他说，我们应该爱人像耶稣基督爱我们一样。
I look out at you, my dear brothers and sisters.
当我看到弟兄姐妹，看到你们在下面。
And I ask you,
我问你们
，Are you willing to love like Jesus has exhorted us to love?
你愿意爱人像耶稣基督爱你们一样吗？
You'll never know how God will use your love in somebody else's life.
你从来不会可以想象得到神怎么样能够用你去爱旁人，像耶稣基督爱你一样。
I said to you at the beginning of the illustration that Mrs. Baldwin was my friend.
我在开始的时候我告诉你说 ，Mrs. Baldwin 也是我的朋友。
Mrs. Baldwin was my Sunday school teacher.
Mrs. Baldwin 是我。在上主日学的老师。
And Mrs. Baldwin loved me to Moody Bible Institute.
Mrs. Baldwin 也爱我在 Moody Bible School.
And 40 years later,
40年以后，
my love for the Lord is to tell other people about how much he can change our life.
我对神的爱就是来告诉你们大家，告诉别人神的爱怎么样子可以改变我们的生命。
Is your love motivated by a God who has loved you with everything?
你的爱是由一个可以改变我们身心的神吗？
How are you going to demonstrate that?
你怎么样子把神的爱彰显出来？
May God's Spirit direct you.
让神的灵来引领你。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we desire to love as you have loved.
父神，我们真的是那么向往去爱人像你爱我们一样。
May we be willing to wash imperfect feet.
我们都愿意洗那个不完全的脚。
May we love as you love.
愿我们都能够爱人像你爱我们一样。
In order that others might come to know you.
所以这样子旁人就可以看出来我们是因为你爱我们。
I pray this in Jesus' name.
我这样子奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Jay. 谢谢啊、Pastor Jay. 那我们现在请再来唱这个481好不好？你要怎么样知道我？